ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump denying a letter and drawing attributed to him from so-called birthday book presented to convicted sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein on the occasion of Epstein's 50th birthday. It was released by Democrats on the House Oversight Committee last night. The U.S. Supreme Court giving immigration agents the okay to resume raids in Los Angeles and saying pulling people over based on their race, accent, or line of work is legal.
Justice Sonia Sotomayor dissenting, writing, "We should not have to live in a country where the government can seize anyone who looks Latino, speaks Spanish, and appears to work a low-wage job." But Justice Brett Kavanaugh saying such factors taken together can constitute at least reasonable suspicion of illegal presence in the United States.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. The Israeli military urging a full evacuation of Gaza City ahead of the planned offensive. Ukrainian President Zelensky says a bomb attack in eastern Ukraine killed 21 people, pensioners, waiting for their checks. This is ABC News. The Prime Minister of Nepal has resigned after police opened fire on protesters in Kathmandu who were demonstrating against a new social media ban in the country. 19 people were killed yesterday. A group of scammers who authorities say targeted tourists wanting to visit the Vatican are now set to stand trial in Rome. ABC's Mike Dubusky explains.
The Secret Service, in coordination with Italian police, now say they've busted a group of cyber criminals they say are responsible for scamming tourists out of about $700,000. Scammers would set up advertisements on booking websites for five-star hotels, complete with confirmation numbers. But the hotels were fake, with the scammers only using them to collect deposits and credit card information from unsuspecting tourists. A trial is set for this month. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Big Apple announcement today at the company's headquarters. They're expected to release the new iPhone 17. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBD newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich is taking the lead in challenging our community to be more active by inviting the public to come out and walk with him at City Hall. I'll drop by, join the walk, and chat with the mayor for a bit, let you know what he says about why he's doing these walks, and more about how you can come join us. It's coming up a bit later today. In other local news, two Green Bay brothers who spent 25 years in prison for a crime DNA evidence later proved they did not commit will have to wait a bit longer to find out if they'll be compensated for the error. No decision was released from the state panel that met this week to review David Bintz's claim for more than $2 million after his conviction for the 1987 murder of Sandra Lyson was overturned. People who love giraffes and want to share that love with other kids, the new zoo in Suamico is looking for giraffe ambassadors with feeding tips for the public. If you'd like to find out more information, go to the Facebook page on the new zoo's Facebook page or WGBW-FM with news at the top and the bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Brewer baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game two of the Brewers and Rangers tonight in Texas. Milwaukee losing last night 5-0, but one bright spot was the return of Christian Yelich to the lineup. Yelich had missed the past five games with a bad back. Pat Murphy after the game.
Yeah, he's on it. It was a great day for him. Came up kind of empty, got him one hit, but he hit two other balls that, you know, they're homers in some parks.
NFL, the Packers host the Commanders on Thursday Night Football. I asked Micah Parsons how he was holding up after just a week to get ready for the Lions game.
Physically, obviously draining. That was like my first game of just constant snaps, repetition, things like that. So obviously I got to, you know, recover, do everything I need to do to get ready for Thursday. But emotionally, I couldn't be more happy, you know, to get my first win in Lambeau, having amazing fans. You know, I told J-Love that's our first one, and I can't wait to keep stacking them.
That's Packers defensive end Micah Parsons with Sports on. I'm Mike Clemens.
Green Bay weather. Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A beautiful September day on tap with mostly sunny skies with a high near 75. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies, just an isolated shower possible, a low of 58. On Wednesday, plenty of sunshine again, high temperatures in the mid-70s. Right now, it's 51.
Down in the boondocks, Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW 807. I'm Dan Marcus. Laura McKenna steps in at 9 o'clock. That's got to be an improvement for you.
Stop making music like this. We don't know either.
To everything. stones together to everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season turn, 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 and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time of love, a time of hate, a time of war, a time of peace, a time.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. From the Civic Media Studios in downtown Green Bay on Washington Street near City Deck, I'm Dan Marcus. Connie Feldman has joined the staff, and she'll be giving you news, as she does so well. In about 15 minutes, she'll be here many, many, long, 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 long time. She's our new permanent morning news host on WGBW. Meanwhile, if you stick around just a few minutes, we're going with toys in the timeless commercial segment, okay? This is an old toy, and you'll hear a commercial for an old toy. It's coming up just, well, minutes on WGBW.
Hey, Green Bay in northeastern Wisconsin, this is Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage. Starting every Sunday in October at 10 a.m., you can find me here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW, always on Point Podcast, where we're joining forces with WGBW to discuss all things mortgage, real estate, along with market updates. You can find us on the Civic Media app, as well as all podcast platforms. If you have questions, we have answers. Text them to 920-606-1156.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Carter's Collision in Kewaunee reminds us to thank our doctors, nurses, and first responders for their professionalism, commitment, and bravery. Working tirelessly around the clock, they're willing to put their lives on the line for us with little or no thanks. They are the backbone of our country and deserve our admiration. So keep those who keep us safe in your thoughts and prayers. Thank them for all they do for us. Carter's Collision in Kewaunee is supporting our first responders. When we call, they answer.
97.9 WGBW, the station with local news and timeless hits, and
timeless commercials. This one, somewhere in the 60s. Couldn't tell you what years off the top of my head, but you will know the product. See if you remember the commercial.
And when you're bigger, you'll want a Chatty Cathy just like mine.
Chatty
Cathy.
Now
watch. Will you play with me? See, you can be the mother and she can be the little girl, and you can have very interesting conversations with her when you learn how to pull her cheddar ring.
Let's have a party.
See, she really talks.
I love you.
And someday you can tell her all about how nice it is to have a big sister. That's me, of course. Chatty Cathy has a brand new hairdo, too. You can brush it and arrange it in lots of different ways. Chatty Cathy used to say 11 different things, but now the new Chatty Cathy says 18 different things. That's 8 more. Oops, I mean 7 more. Isn't that wonderful how she says 18 things? Oh, well. You're just too young to understand.
The new Chatty Cathy comes blonde, brunette, and auburn. And she says 18 things now.
18? Impressive. Now, what really made me chuckle, because I wasn't into Chatty Cathy, was the start of the commercial, and you didn't hear that. It went like this.
Makers, you can tell it's Mattel. It's swell.
You can tell it's Mattel. It's swell. That one got me.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio, and wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on. Our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back because they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old
local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Connie Feldman has the news in a matter of minutes here on WGBW.
The 97.9 WGBW Newsroom. I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley officially launched his campaign for governor this morning. He becomes the second Democrat to enter the race after Governor Tony Evers announced he would not seek re-election. Crowley joins Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, who jumped in the race the day after Evers' decision. In his campaign video, Crowley attacked Republicans and President Donald Trump, saying Wisconsin needs to unite and fight back. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Showman and businessman Bill Berrien are running, while Representative Tom Tiffany is still weighing a bid. In local news, two Green Bay brothers who spent 25 years in prison for a crime DNA evidence later proved they did not commit will have to wait a bit longer to find out if they'll be compensated for that wrongful conviction. No decision was released from the state panel that met this week to review David Bintz's claim for more than $2 million after his conviction for the 1987 murder of Sandra Lyson was overturned. A decision on a similar claim by his brother Robert Bintz has also not been released. And with the Packers season off to a winning start, the team's ready to send a winter warning out to Washington for this week's primetime matchup Thursday against the Commanders. The Packers Pro Shop just unveiled a batch of white cheeseheads made specifically for this week's game. The team will wear its whiteout uniforms and matching white helmets, and fans are encouraged to unite and wear white to create a blizzard-like effect in the stands. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A beautiful September day on tap with mostly sunny skies with a high near 75. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies, just an isolated shower possible, a low of 58. On Wednesday, plenty of sunshine again, high temperatures in the mid-70s. Right now, 53 degrees.
December back.
Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. You know the song, I Saw Her Standing There, right? She was just 17. You know what I mean? Well, that song was recorded. I did the math on this. Did I tell you this already? I did the math. They recorded that song in February of 1963, the Beatles did. And if she was 17 in 1963, she is now 79.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Holding and kissing and squeezing and loving, yeah, just do it.
that won't get you into his heart. So if you're thinking of heartbreak, true love is. All you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and squeeze him and love him, yeah.
The story, you gotta do more than wishing and hoping, ladies, and he will be yours, or you will be his. It's a matter of possession there. I'm Dan Marcus. Good morning. On the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, 842. I rounded up a few seconds there, and the temperature, 55 degrees. I stepped outside, got some fresh air. Beautiful morning in downtown Green Bay. I found something warm and fuzzy. Are you ready for this? Children's Story Hour with kittens. Haven Books also rescues cats. And they're having a storytelling hour. It's coming up on, let me double check the date here, Thursday, September 18th from 11 until noon. So this is going to be for mostly preschool kids, right? To get them interested in storytelling. But it's kind of fun because the kids gather around the storyteller and the cats gather around the kids in a perfect world. So if you want some more details on this, you go to our website and click on events. Go to wgbw.fm, click on events, scroll down a little bit. It's right there. And sounds like a fun event. Thought I'd pass that along to you here. Again, wgbw.fm, click on events.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
One day we started heading back to dock towing some wounded guys in the truck, and the company commander said to stop the convoy. He said, "Where are the bodies?" We had two guys killed, and they had been left lying back there. That can't happen. So the captain said, "We need some guys to go back and get them." I'm thinking, I hope it's not me. And sure enough, he says, "Brzezinski, come with me. We're going back to pick up the bodies." And I'm like, "Captain, what do you mean? Can't we take the truck?" He said, "No, because they would just blow it up and we can't afford to lose that truck." I took my helmet and flak jacket off. I could never run in those things, although I knew one well-placed bullet could kill me. And we started running back to the bodies. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this full story at WGBW.fm. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
We like to keep things positive whenever we can at 97.9 FM WGBW.
Yeah.
Station that says yes more than anybody. 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
Don't you know I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling Rose, you're a store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions, yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Cracklin' Rose, you're a store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Cracklin' Rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right. Cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW from the Civic Media Studios, downtown Green Bay.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on to my door. We walked on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Single day singing. Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing. I mean, well, I'm hurt.
mine. Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Connie Fillman has the news coming up right after ABC News, and that's coming up. Smile, yeah.
must come to an end. But girl, it isn't true. Each day with you I fall in love again. Every day with you, girl, is sweeter than the day before. Every day I love you more than more, more than more and more. And when I go to sleep at night time, tomorrow's what I'm praying for. 'Cause every day with you, girl, is sweeter than the day before.
I'm Sherry Preston. An explosion ringing out in Qatar's capital city of Doha. It's not exactly clear what exploded. Meantime, Israel says its air force has carried out a targeted strike against Hamas leaders, but Israel won't say where. President Trump decrying the letter and drawing attributed to him in the so-called birthday book, a present for sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. Trump denying that he wrote and drew it as more lawmakers push for a vote on releasing all the Epstein information the Justice Department has.
That push to force a vote up here on Capitol Hill to release all of the FBI's Epstein files is just two signatures away from becoming a reality. Its GOP leader, Congressman Thomas Massie, can either convince two of his Republican colleagues to sign on, or he can just wait until about the end of the month when two more special elections will likely add two more Democrats to Congress.
ABC's Jay O'Brien, Supreme Court allowing immigration raids to resume in Los Angeles. This is ABC News. Nationwide tests show a troubling